Continuing with human values, I'd like to look at the concept of sabr. Sabr may be translated in the English language, is put down as patience. But let's look at the definition. It's an amazing characteristic that the human being can develop in his or her life, leads to success in all places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says that He loves those who are patient. He is with those who are patient. In Allah ma'as-sabirin, something that is well known, Allah is with those who are patient. But let's look at the meaning of sabr and its relationship to freedom. Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi says that sabr means restraining the self from agitation when confronted with something undesirable. Khwaja Abdullah Al-Ansari says, sabr means restraining the self from complaint about hidden anguish. Now, if we try to look at sabr in a nutshell, basically it is being able to harness all the energies, all the abilities we have, doing our best, and then when things are still not desirable, not still the way they should be, then to be able to bear that agitation that one feels with restraint, without complaint. So we can call it, or we can say sabr is concealed anguish. But remember, concealed anguish doesn't mean concealing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is complaining to creatures. Otherwise, complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beseeching Him for relief is not opposed to sabr. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, for example, complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "Anni massani ash-shaytanu bi-nusbin wa adab." Shaytan has visited me with weariness and a punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, saying that "Inna wajadtahu sabiran ni'mal 'abd innahu awwab." Surely we found Ayyub, a steadfast human being. How excellent a servant and abd he was. He was penitent. We find in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the dua of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam when he says, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah." I only complain of my anguish and my sorrow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he was of the forbearing, then the complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not part of sabr. However, complaining to creatures is something that we should avoid if we're going to develop sabr in our lives. Remember, complaining is the dynamic of wanting someone to be responsible for what you experience and to fix things for you. In reality, it's a form of manipulation. But to be able to stop ourselves from complaining is the first step of sabr. Again, I mentioned complaining to creatures. Complaining to Allah, there is no problem at all. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that sabr is to iman what the head is to the body. The body perishes without the head. And so also, sabr, when sabr goes, iman disappears as well. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, indeed, sabr is to iman what the head is to the body. One who has no sabr has no iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam classified sabr into four things. He said there are four kinds of sabr. Sabr in longing, in anxiety, in doing without, and in expectation. Whoever longs for Jannah no longer thinks of desires. Whoever is anxious about Jahannam turns away from what is prohibited. Whoever does without in this world considers trials and tribulations easy. And whoever expects death hastens to perform good deeds. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, there will come a time when people will not be able to obtain dominion except by killing and showing themselves to be proud and haughty. Nor will they be able to obtain wealth except by anger and miserliness, nor love except by abandoning religion and following their desire. If a person living in that age has sabr in the face of hatred while he is capable of obtaining love, sabr in poverty whilst able to obtain riches, sabr in abasement while being capable of glory, Allah will grant him the reward of 50 righteous and trusted human beings. It's an amazing thing. Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about three kinds of patience. Patience in misfortune, patience in obedience, and patience in abstaining from acts of disobedience. And he puts it in some sort of perspective. He said, if you're patient in misfortune and you bear it with composure, Allah grants you 300 grades of merit. If you're steadfast in acts of obedience, there's 600 grades of merit. But if you refrain from acts of disobedience, there's 900 grades of remit. And we can see how we can move up towards there. He also said, you can classify patience in two parts. Patience in misfortune, which is a fine and beautiful thing. But better than that is patience when Allah deprives you of something. Remembrance also, he said, is of two kinds. Remembrance of Allah in misfortune, better than this, is remembering Him when He deprives you of something and impedes you. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that when my father, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, was close to death, he drew me close to him and he said, oh my son, I give you the same advice as my father gave me, and just as his father gave him the same advice. Bear the truth with sabr, even if it is bitter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that people have been commanded to adopt two qualities, but they have ceased to respect them, and so their lives are futile. And those two qualities are sabr and restraint. It's very difficult to say patience, because sometimes it gives us another sort of another picture concocts in our mind. Sabr is something completely different. You know, it is an amazing character to be able to develop in our lives, because it has an effect that is way beyond. Part of the development of sabr is assuming responsibility for what one experiences and sharing that experience in a spirit of companionship. And that's actually going into forgiveness. When we hold someone responsible for what we experience, we lose power. And when we start forgiving, it is the first step to be able to bear what we're going through. And not only does this develop our ability to reach our full potential, but it actually empowers us as human beings. It gives us a clarity in life. Clarity is the ability to see the soul in action in the physical world. And it results from choosing to learn through wisdom instead of through fear and doubt. It allows us to experience creation with compassion instead of judgment. It turns pain into suffering. It sees the dynamic of the personality that is the cause of the pain and the relationship of that dynamic and the experience to the evolution of the soul. Sabr, which then results in clarity, evaporates fear. It allows one to choose the vertical path and to stay on it. It's amazing. It allows us to see that the decision-making process within the human condition is linked to the evolution of others, and in this way allows us to see that we're participating in the evolution of joint energy dynamics, collective human ideas. You live in love, which is the energy of the soul. It's amazing what sabr can do. Inshallah, we will continue with human values tomorrow.